Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Will my Ada get a start? I would guess it's going to be Joe Ryan on Wednesday, but with Maeda ready to appear quickly if,
well, who's
if
tomorrow?
Things go bad. Sonny Gray.
Sonny tomorrow.
Your number two ace. You got two aces, much like they had when they won two World Series. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't work like that anymore. You play too many games to get away with two starters and Les Straker. You don't get, you know, back when the Twins won those two World Series, Joe?
Yeah.
They won eight games.
Mm-hmm.
To win the World Series this time, you got to win 13.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Someone recently put up a clip of game one of the 87 series against Detroit. And how all of the talk going into that, you know, I was a kid, I don't remember this, but the talk was, oh, the Tigers are just going to pass their way through this series before they go to the... And Viola, in that first inning, just said, you know, sit down. It was great, clip.
They pitch well, but Pablo...
Oof, he can pitch.
Among all of them I've seen, Jack, of course, is number one, but this was pretty close. Now, they don't go nine anymore. But seven innings.
He let him go seven, which I was pleased.
He was fantastic.
He was really
good.
He
was good.
Why would you not let him go eight?
Well, because he had 100 and he got a bullpen that you can trust.
And you might need him for game five.
Well, you will. Well,
he's who you'd use if there's a game five.
If you go to game five, it would be.
Would that be Friday?
Pitches Sunday. He'd have his full rest. Yeah, Friday. So he'd have his full rest. So, but man, he was sharp. His variety of pitches is fantastic. And DJ Rayburn's strike zone was a little snug for most of the night. And he still managed to throw. He started like everybody but two hitters with a strike. Everybody but two or three hitters.
Have you done a piece yet on him?
Not really. Not
in
depth.
You need to, I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
First of all, how come he speaks such wonderful English? Two, do you know both his parents are doctors?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I don't buy the story that his medical school got accepted him at age 16, but it's a good story.
It's a good story.
Good story.
No, but maybe it did.
Yeah, well, it could be.
And then if you're is it Venezuela?
Where the hell
is he from? Venezuela?
I thought he was.
Yeah.
That's not a functioning country.
Yeah, but it was.
Are the parents still there?
Growing up, when his parents were becoming doctors,
I suppose.
You know,
what are his parents still there? I wonder.
I would guess. I don't know.
Cabimas, Venezuela is where he is from, Pablo. Hmm. That's where he was born.
We've done pretty well with Venezuelan players.
I'll say.
Going back to the old Calvin days.
Yes. But boy, he was. That, you know, he didn't break out the changeup, which is magnificent, until about the sixth or seventh inning. Either he threw mostly fastballs and breaking pitches on the edges.
He got him to swing at something that disappeared all the time.
Yeah,
went low.
Now that's the changeup, probably. But his Wainwright was Adam Wainwright, who just has retired from the Cardinals after a sterling career. Was on with AJ yesterday, and I thought Wainwright was really good.
I like that move a lot.
You're enthused, I can tell.
Well,
you think you're going to win this series?
Yeah, I think they got a chance. I think they got a chance. Yeah, Sonny's Sonny's been great.
Sonny can play,
and Houston's not with the team that won the World Series last year because Verlander. Even though he beat the Twins and didn't give many runs, he's not the same. And, they're a little short on starters. This Valdez, when the Twins played him in the pandemic three-game series, he was unhittable. But he hasn't been as good the second half. So now tonight, who do they get Tuesday, their third starters? Pretty good.
Don't they get the big guy? What the heck is his name? Hang on, I'll find it right here.
They get Christian Vasquez. who's got good stuff but hasn't been really good the last month or okay. So yeah, the Twins have the pitching advantage. So
they seem to have a nice attitude. They seem
they this team that went, you know, I did a thing the other day. Five of the guys who were in their opening day lineup aren't on the roster.
Right.
For the Joey and those guys are Jose Miranda and they changed the team tremendously. And the three rookies, obviously Julian's made up for as a leadoff hitter for Arraez, and Waller's been good, not great, but good. And Royce Lewis has been
miracle,
miraculous when he played. Nice move by whoever thought it was a good idea to do a safety squeeze with him at third base. You got the guy.
I just saw his groin falling apart again.
Yes, that's right. He's sliding home with this ungodly slide with this hamstring. I'm saying, I got to think that was Jeffers' idea, not.
I was wondering the same thing. Was it, though?
I got to ask Rocco today. I'll see him today.
Okay.
And ask him. I said, that wasn't your idea. I'll ask him if I just get him alone, I'll say.
Hey,
that wasn't your idea.
Please tell me.
Please tell me. You didn't have that brainstorm.
If Reavers pulled that with the Faribault Lakers, I would have yelled at him.
Right. I mean, you want, bro.
Oh, I just saw him coming up hobbly.
You want, oh, God, yes. I thought it was all over.
I was worried as hell.
Not, but if he can do that, he can play third.
Yes.
He ran his arse off from first
yes,
to third
he did.
On that hit.
Plus, he damn near scored on that play.
Yeah.
Bregman barely tagged him. He damn near scored.
And by the way, you're right. And wasn't the plate blocked, too? Wasn't, I guess.
Are you talking about that one, or are you talking about the Correa one where he got thrown
Correa
out?
Correa one, that plate was blocked.
But he had the ball, I think, is the difference. Maldonado had the ball.
Plus, Correa didn't come close to touching the plate.
But it's because the plate was
gave him no. They gave him nowhere to slide. I think you got to give the guy some place to slide, I think.
That's what I thought the rule was.
The throw took him in. They're saying the throw took him into the line, I guess, would be my thing. But anyway, it was the only disappointment was 3 hours and 5 minutes. I like keeping them under 3.
No, I know.
You know what it is, though?
Under 3.
It's the commercial breaks.
They're a minute.
They've got to be twice as long.
They're longer than a regular season.
They're a minute longer.
Are you sure it's only a minute? Because it felt like a lot longer.
Then when they come back, maybe they BS again for 20 seconds instead of just go. But that's why when you get to the championship series and the World Series, it's going to be hard to stay under 3 hours because the commercial breaks are so
Is there
long.
Another lineup set before the championship series in the league? In other words, has Buxton got yet another chance to get added to the roster?
Each time you stop.
And go to a new series.
You can have a new roster for the series.
I think they're doing fine.
I don't think he's going to play.
He hasn't seen live pitching.
They like Andrew Stevenson as a pinch runner, so they'll. And Rocco likes. I wish he'd cool it on the fourth inning pinch hitting, but he does that. Nice thing about Houston, though, is they don't have a lefty in the bullpen. Mm-hmm.
Don't at all.
So you can start your right-handers against Valdez, but then when you put your lefties in, he's not going to face anybody.
Why would Houston have wanted the roof closed last night? Major League Baseball made them open it.
They've already had it open once previously this year.
Really?
Yeah. Could they like it closed because I think it keeps the sound in. Maybe the ball carries.
It was a beautiful night. Major League Baseball said you're leaving that open.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they made them keep it because they didn't have it open. It was same the previous night, and the pitchers prefer to pitch with the roof closed for some reason.
Did you know Arizona has sealed their shut?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it is. I believe it is no longer retractable.
Then they're done growing real grass?
I don't know. They still have real grass, I believe.
They still pull it out on a tray?
I think so.
No, that's what they do at the football
stadium.
That's
right. That's the football stadium.
There's no place to do that on a baseball stadium. Okay. I don't know what they do.
Well, that's true.
Big sun lamps.
Yeah.
They must have big sun lamps. I don't know. Is that right? I didn't know that.
I was down there a couple of years ago, and I did the tour. This was during the off season, and they said, because the heating and cooling costs were so exorbitant, they decided they're going to seal it shut until they get a new stadium. And they're trying to get a new stadium.
Yes, of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about your D-backs, though?
Yeah, 11-2, 10-0 at one point. Kershaw gives up 6 runs. And there's some speculation that he might be done.
Really?
You know, this could have been his last ever start. Not the way he wants to be remembered, that's for sure. Plus, today, they got their ace pitching. The Diamondbacks, Gallen.
Oh, Gallen's good. Yeah, he's really
good.
They
could be up 2-0 and going back to Arizona.
To the snake pit.
I'm confused here by the schedule. Did the National League play?
They gave them the day off.
They got a day off.
In the after one game because they didn't. They wanted games on Monday.
I knew when I saw the schedule.
All last night I was looking for the channel.
I kept saying to myself, Joe is going to have a meltdown about the schedule.
But your series goes... Your series goes play one, get one off, play one, even though you're staying in the same town.
Yeah.
It's idiotic.
I disapprove.
Nobody's watching anyway, you know, unless the teams, you know, baseball's a regional sport.
Right.
We're excited because we're in it.
Right.
Otherwise, we don't watch. I went to the Tom's Watch Bar. An hour and a half downtown, 6th and Hennepin. It's a new. It opened right on the heels of the pandemic. It's a natural. There's a.
It's right across the street from Block E, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them nationally, and they, you know, Hennepin was having big problems, and they opened right off, and you wondered if they were even going to survive. I drove by a few times. On Saturday, they opened at 10. At 9:30, there were 100 people in line waiting to get in.
Really?
To watch. And I went in at 1:45, maybe, and there's 110 TVs.
Jeez.
109 of them were on college football, and there's one little TV over by the back bar that had the Orioles and the Rangers game on. But the guy said, I said, you're going to give the Twins a little better exposure than this? And he said, oh, yeah, they're going to be on that big TV there.
Okay.
But they had, you know, Chiefs fans. Chiefs fans, Michigan, all kinds of Michigan fans. They haven't left yet for the game. But fans from all over. There was a guy, bunch of Chiefs fans were in there rooting for Missouri, which lost to LSU.
I had to I told Joe this earlier, but I had to channel my inner Patrick Royce yesterday after my 8-year-old's basketball game. I had to flip on Wine Line on the flagship. Hear who are we mad at? Well, one guy called in. He had to have been at least a .3.
Okay,
and he said, if we find out you sold your season tickets to Chiefs fans, you should have them pulled.
Uh huh.
To which I said, well,
apparently, according to a Judd, there was 10,000 Chiefs fans in there.
It sounded showed, every time they scored,
they
you could
pictures.
Hear it. Yeah.
Well, plus they played the. And the land of the, and then the land of the brave, they make it land of the Chiefs. They
oh, boy.
Are. So, yeah, there were.
Well,
there
I
were
know a guy who sold his tickets.
There were a lot of people.
To Chiefs fans?
Yeah, yeah, you get half your season ticket money back.
Easily.
I think the guy did.
Yeah, so, what?
They should have him pulled, he says.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to
right.
How do you find this out?
Same thing with when the Packers come here.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I mean, it's whoever's going to
this year more of the Chiefs fans than them.
Yeah.
So
is this club going to win another game?
Oh yeah. They've won several. They're going to go
You think they are?
Oh yeah, they'll go 5-12. 5-12. But the key game of the season is Saturday.
Sunday
against the Fighting Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears who have come to life,
yep.
Scored 40 points. You better get, you know.
If Jefferson doesn't play, yeah. I don't see how they beat Chicago, and I'm not kidding.
All I know is, I've been saying this, you know, the Timberwolves drafted a 7-foot center.
Mm-hmm.
Walker Kessler,
mm-hmm.
who is playing on a $2.5 million contract,
mm-hmm.
and then they traded him along with 4 draft choices to and a bunch of other players to Utah for Rudy Gobert, who is making $41 million this year and more in the future, and it's the same difference. They're the same player.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Lions snookered us on Hockenson, too. They drafted this Sam Laporta, who's making rookie money, maybe $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave Hockenson a ton of money as the second highest paid tight end of all time. And he can't. And the guy from Detroit catches the ball better than Hockenson does. So that's right. He was not good last night.
Somebody had a good Stonehands Hockenson meme going on.
Well, here's the other deal. You know, he had a ear infection during training camp as he was negotiating his contract because he couldn't participate in the exhibition games. And he said, his quote yesterday was, Kirk and I might get on the same page, as the season progresses. And then, of course, everybody's saying, well, if you played, of course, then neither of them played an exhibition game. But if you practiced, live practice, maybe you'd already be on the same page. Anyway, the Vikings was...
I think the problem is.
Everybody whining about the Vikings getting robbed by the refs. The refs picked up the Vikings and carried them into the end zone.
There was one.
They put him in a wheelbarrow and took him into the end zone in the first half.
Are you talking about that the drive where they had four consecutive penalties?
Yeah,
they were begging the Vikings to score. Please score.
Put them on a cart and drove them into the end zone. So the not calling the pass interference or lifting up, picking up the flag on the.
I meant to look at what Detroit Lion they had the. They had the huddle around the fallen Detroit player, and everybody had the grim faces, and I thought we were having another heart problem.
Is he okay? They said he was. They said he had movement at the hospital.
He gave a thumbs up from the stretcher.
And they said they got a report from the hospital.
Was it a head problem?
The extremities were all working, so that's good.
Okay, I don't know who it was, but
you got to love a sport when we got to worry about the extremities after some of these hits, because that's Detroit's, of course, had that in their history. They had the guy that died on the field.
Didn't they also have the Utley?
They had another guy, and they had Utley, too, who was paralyzed.
There's no mention of this in the paper.
I missed him being carted off. The most amazing comeback in history, though, Joe, is the guy from Buffalo's playing now. The guy who was
DeMar Hamlin dead
last year on the field. That's
did they win in England?
They got beat.
Jacksonville.
What's the problem with Diggs? Is he causing a ruckus in the room?
He's a bit of a prima donna.
What happened? He upset again?
He's throwing his helmet on the sidelines, throwing a tantrum.
Oh, okay, because the week before he and Josh were in heaven again. He's not getting called enough?
I would call him a bit of a loose cannon.
He's a bit of a wide receiver prima donna, of which there are several.
Yes.
I wonder if our guy Jefferson was a little frustrated in addition to the injury.
Could be.
Because they didn't throw to him in the second quarter or the halfway.
How bad is his injury?
We don't know.
Well,
it didn't look that bad.
He missed a lot of the second half, basically,
He missed the whole second half.
Yeah.
It didn't look that bad, though. Okay. I don't think. It looks, but who knows? It could be his Royce Lewis. That was his injury. This is a hamstring. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see how it happened. Just a bad step, I guess.
How did Kelsey go down hurt and then miraculously return to play?
Taped her up.
Yeah.
Gave him a little secret solution in that ankle and said, go get him.
Secret solution.
How about Taylor not showing up?
She wasn't there.
She doesn't. 130,000 Minnesotans bought tickets at exorbitant prices, including you. Mm-hmm. 8 of those out of 130,000. And she doesn't even show up to watch her football game and see our beautiful new stadium when it's set up for football instead of her money-grubbing concerts.
Now that it's in the rearview mirror, were you approached about Viking tickets for the same set of people that you had to purchase Taylor Swift tickets?
No.
Good.
No.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Despite Patrick and I's best efforts.
I know. Was this the fact you made it clear that there were
I think it was made clear.
You would have had to outbid Chief fans for those tickets.
Oh, boy, that would have been something.
That would have been bad.
No, they're not that dumb. They know they don't want to watch a football game.
True.
No.
So.
To just to see.
But they'll go to the TV and look if she's in there.
If Taylor's in the... you got a better chance seeing her in the suite on TV than if you're in this Goliath of a stadium.
Apparently, they had a suite saved for her.
They did.
She didn't. She
it was
just,
Mark Tay.
Tay. Yep.
Well, you know, she came to see Travis for his birthday, I think.
No, he spent his birthday alone. It was a sad situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was down and out.
Maybe she's dumping him already.
The whole thing's a bit.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a setup.
Yeah, because he has kind of a big lunk. You know?
Well, he's a rube, and you know.
He's 30. I didn't realize he was 34. I didn't realize.
So is she. So is she.
Well, yeah, but.
Right.
She's a 34.
She's a young 34.
Yeah, she's an athlete. That's what she is. I think she has options. Maybe he does too, probably, but not as good options as her, probably.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was. You know, I was very upset. Lori and Julia.
I suppose.
I talked to them because
they had a billboard.
They can't believe she didn't.
They rushed out and put up billboards.
Really?
For. Laura and Julia.
It said, it said beat Taylor's boyfriend with the My Talk logo on the side.
Yeah. Beat Taylor's boyfriend.
Okay, really?
Because no one breaks down the purple quite like My Talk 107.
I think so. But that's what it took to get My Talk involved.
See? Mm-hmm.
Was Taylor.
Oh, heavens, yes. Lori was just
And the league loves it because it opens up a whole new demographic.
Swifties.
Yeah,
Swifties are not. What do you think of Mahomes? You still like him?
Yeah, I do.
Did you watch most of the game?
Yeah.
Did you see the one where he's gonna like run past the line of scrimmage?
Yep.
Sees he's not gonna make it, so he just runs parallel, stays behind a line, and then makes that little
flips it to the left to
Kelsey, and it goes for 20
yards. Well, I think Pat, that's why earlier I said not too optimistic about the Vikings. This Chiefs team is okay.
Yeah,
they're not as good as they were last year.
Oh, God, no. His receivers are terrible.
Right.
He'd trade his receivers for the Vikings receivers in a heartbeat.
You know what he can do? He can do stuff.
Oh, God,
He can do stuff.
They sacked him twice, and I can't even remember either of them.
Hunter had that was a good play by Hunter. He got him in the first half.
He's fun to watch. He's something.
I'd like to have him for the next 10 years, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, the Vikings might have an opportunity to draft.
Reavers, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Vikings might have an opportunity to draft the guy that beat the Gophers 52-10.
Look up the Wild schedule.
Why do you want to?
They play Thursday. The season
starts. I know. They
got
the Floridas in town.
Yes.
Tell me when the Blackhawks are in town for the first time.
Oh, you need to go.
I got to go see this Connor Bedard.
See him shoot the puck.
Huh? He doesn't need an angle. He just, give me the puck, I'm going to find an angle.
Well, you know, we are so up against the salary cap that our guy Spurgey gets hurt.
Yep.
And they have to just promote Goligoski. They're going to play on the roster one over the minimum is who they're keeping on the roster right now.
You're saying the cheap Leopolds can't afford anybody?
Well, cap-wise, they can't. But 2 years from now, when they got that $14 million, it's going to be a bonanza. Cup time, baby. Cup time.
Home to the Blackhawks win.
I hate the Wild's website because they're give me a minute here, Joe.
Because I got to see him. I'm going to call and
get some tickets, man.
No, I'll just get a press pass.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I never thought of that. You deserve one. They got a lot of... They got a lot of press there and a huge press box.
I did not follow the Sanderson Farms Championship in golf.
Luke List
in a playoff.
Long putt, but I watched about 2 minutes. And if you go and play a round of golf at, say, Royal Oak or someplace, you're going to have as big a gallery as they had at Sanderson Farms. There was nobody there.
Jackson, Mississippi.
I watched a little bit of it. Heart of the football season, you got to worry about Lance Kiffin and Ole Miss. They can't be worrying about. They can't be worrying about the golf.
Looks
tournament.
Like you're going to have to wait till Sunday, December 3rd, before the Blackhawks.
Yeah,
come.
Is that an afternoon game?
It's a 2 o'clock tilt, Joe.
Oh man, get in there now because that'll be a sold out.
But that is still during football season, though.
Yeah, 19,000.
Doesn't matter.
Well, the Vikings by then will be out of it. So
the Vikings are not going to be drawing anywhere near what they're drawing for the Chiefs game.
They sure like the skull chant, though.
Oh,
I heard on the broadcast yesterday, because Nat said, "We'll be back with the skull chant." So apparently the
it was part because they had
the public likes the
Udeza did the former defensive end.
Oh, can I? Yeah, he was a nice guy.
It was part of the cancer survivor
leukemia.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a guy that's career ended with leukemia, right?
Yep.
Yep. So
all right. Gopher football. Okay. Here we go.
Yoo-hoo. This guy is one of the world's leading phonies.
Okay.
So let me just put it that way. You're getting beat. No coach, no team in the history of mankind has gotten beat by 42 and allowed their quarterback to throw five passes in the second half. The whole thing was to just let the clock run to keep it from being utter humiliation. Well, it turned into utter humiliation anyway. But all he wanted to do is have the clock run. He didn't want to have any kind of a learning experience for this quarterback who needs all the pass throwing he can get because he's been terrible. It was just run the clock and hope they don't get 60. So it was brutal. Brutal. You know how many? They threw the touchdown at the end of the first half, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of on a 33-yard accident, right?
Yes.
The rest of the game, the only pass, yards they passed for in the game, 52.
That's not enough.
52. Five completions.
Mm-hmm.
Let the guy throw the ball around. So what if they get another touchdown or two? What difference does it make? What a phony.
Other than that,
that's just my opinion, man.
And is this Michigan team national championship worthy?
Well, some people think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Quarterback a number one draft choice?
Yes, he will be.
He'll be a first-round pick.
Because just the way quarterbacks are moved up. But he's pretty good. He's way better than I thought he was. Our quarterback threw three touchdown passes, but two of them were the other team.
Well, that's
so
a
that
problem.
Was bad.
Yeah, that's
right
a problem.
That's a bad way to start for both the Vikings and the Gophers. The Gophers start with a interception for a touchdown, and the Vikings start with a fumble after a 30-yard gain, right?
Yep.
The guy never fumbled in his life, Oliver, although he's probably only caught 20 passes or something because he's a blocking tight end.
Now, the Gophers don't play again until October 21st.
We got Iowa.
At Iowa.
That will be a pillow fight.
Mm-hmm.
That will be one of the worst football games ever because Iowa is worse offensively in the statistics than the Vikings are. I mean, than the Gophers are.
Really?
In fact, among the people at the at Tom's Watch Bar were some Iowa fans. They were sitting nice for, I don't know why, they might be Chiefs fans.
They're probably Chiefs fans.
But they were wearing their Iowa garb.
Yep.
It's five or six of them, and I said, how's that Brian Ferentz offense looking so far today? And there were profane aspersions cast. He's the coach's, he's Kirk Ferentz's son, who's the offensive coordinator. They're in year two of having a non-existent offense, and now their quarterback got hurt. So the kid that, the quarterback they have playing now weighs 250, but he's not a runner. And he, I think he threw two interceptions and completed six passes or something, kind of like our guy.
Well, at this Tom's Watch Bar, can you just find the game you want to watch and then you sit in a little section and watch it?
No, it's a big room, but there's TVs of different sizes all over the room. But yes, you can, I'm sure, go over and ask him, hey, I want to watch.
Knowing that you don't like casinos?
I don't.
I would think this place would also give you an anxiety attack.
I've not been in it.
Yeah.
But, I hadn't been in it before. I've driven by a few times just to see if any people were there.
What used to be there?
It was a restaurant.
It was, for a while, a Chevy's Mexican place.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yep.
It was something before that. But, it's across the, half the stuff down Hennepin on the other side of it are out of business. You know? But, the steakhouse is still open right next to it. What's the name of it? The place that you go in and they keep bringing you.
Oh, Fogo de Chão.
Fogo de Chão.
Fogo de Chão.
It's a gluttony is encouraged at this place. You know,
bring more meat.
More meat. I want meat. Like the famous Ralphie Reeve story, the aptly named Ed Martini, the Vikings attorney, has got his head on the table, and they're. Finks is, I've told this story 50 times. Finks is taking them all out to dinner in Atlanta, you know. And Ed, and they're ordering. And Ed is snoozing on the table. And they kind of wake him up, and he gets his head up and says, "What do you want, Ed?" "Meat!" Boom. So Ralphie thought that was the funniest thing in the history of mankind, Ralphie Reeve. So then Ralphie's nickname within the Viking world, Zamberletti and Finks and those guys, became Meat.
That's right.
That's what they called him. Meat. Meat. Yeah, that Fogo de Chao.
What was Ralphie's malady?
I think he had polio as a kid. Yeah. I think that's what it was. Yeah, I think he had polio as a kid.
Because he always was dragging a leg.
He had. He's from Windham, Minnesota.
Yeah,
Ralphie, and Ralphie could, they said he was the Lone Ranger on road trips a lot of times for us. He'd crank out, but he'd eat ice cream with Bud on Saturday nights, and he'd get to spend like an hour with. He'd buy Bud ice cream on Saturday nights, and that was his. He had a great relationship with Bud and Zambi and all those guys. But as I've told you 100 times, we get the scoop from Bernie Ritter that Finks is leaving because he's in a feud with Max, and Ralphie's got the story. And I was in the slot that night. It was on a Saturday. And he said, "I got to call a Finks and get a quote." I said, "No, you don't, because he'll call Sid." Mm-hmm. I said, "Just go with the information you have." He said, "No, I got to call it." Next day, Sid had it too.
Yep.
So, you can't trust them. They all were, even Finks, who was great to Ralphie, was beholden enough to Sid, knowing he'd have hell to play the rest of his life if he... didn't do that. Anyway, go Twins, huh? Let's go.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Are you going tomorrow and Wednesday?
I'll be there Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Very good.
All right. Ricey here for the Valley Group of GM Dealers. Brett Paul and his father, Jim Paul. That's their store out in Apple Valley and also in Hastings. I've purchased at least my last five or six cars from Jim Paul's Valley Group and have never been disappointed with the product or the price or the way that I've been dealt with before and after buying that vehicle. I bought a couple of three used vehicles, too. One was the convertible that I had in Florida, and the other were for a couple of relatives. Great vehicles out there and great deals in the Buick product line. Don't think of your grandpa's Buick. These are great cars. And those new SUVs, the smaller SUV, I think my wife's got her eye on one of those. So we'll probably be buying another vehicle from the Valley Group of GM Dealers. Apple Valley, just go straight out Cedar, and it'll be over there on the right. And then Hastings, they have two stores, and I can't say good things about them. This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seen in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.
Fall is the favored season for any of us Minnesotans, especially us lifetimers. The leaves are changing colors. The kids, not in my case, the grandkids, are back in school, and the apples have long been ready for picking. So what do apples and insurance have in common? There's a good question. When it comes to getting an insurance quote, many people want an apples-to-apples comparison. We can't do that. At the Canopy Group, we believe our clients deserve only the best insurance coverage for the best price. That's why we only offer our clients combined single limit coverage. It's the best. Most captive carriers only offer split limit coverage. The type of coverage leaves you open to gaps and on the hook at claim time. That doesn't sound good to us, and it isn't good for you. At the Canopy Group, we're often able to increase coverage from split limit to combined single limit and save clients money. If you want an apple to apples comparison, be prepared. The Canopy Group's apples are much bigger and better than the competition. To make sure you're getting the best insurance, do this. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.